Tachas Kelim Parachas Mishnah about Beit Or Mukat Mitzvah. Beit Or is a clay made out of chayat that is used for holding sourdough. And it's sealed with a cover. It's tightly sealed. This is called a tzmid seal. A cover that is put on very tight. V'nasa notoch hatanah. And this clay is put inside an oven. Ha'seor v'asheretz betocho. Ba'keretz b'intayim. The seor and also a sheretz is inside the base or this clay. And there's a partition between them. The clay is partitioned into two. And on one side of the partition is the seor. And the other side of the partition is the sheretz. And the partition goes all the way to the top of the clay, breaking the clay into two. Hatanu tame basa or tar. The tana would become tame from the sheretz inside the clay. The sheretz inside the clay would be metame the tanor, while the seor, which is on the other side of the partition, would be tar. Now the reason why the sheretz and metame the tanor, even that we had earlier, that a sheretz that's inside a clay that's put inside the tanor, would not be metame the tanor. And this is called toho inside a clay, which is inside the tanor. The answer is that's only if the clay that is holding the sheretz is not entirely inside the tanner, part of the kli is still above the tanner. In such a case, since the sheretz is inside the kli, it would not be metame the tanner. But in this case, that this kli is entirely inside the tanner, the sheretz inside the kli, would be metame the tanner, while the seor that is in the same kli that on the other side of the partition would remain tar. The reason is because since this kli has its mid seal, a tight cover, and this is matzah, it protects anything inside the kli from becoming tummy. And the mid seal is exerts a kasuv that it protects the oson or mask that's inside the kli from becoming tummy from a sheretz or from a mace. Now, even though the sheretz is inside the same kli, but since it's partitioned off, we look at it as if it was two kelim. So even though the sheretz is mitame the chelik of the kli that it's in, but the other side of the kli, on the other side of the partition, is considered like a separate kli, and it would not be mitame that part of the kli, nor would it be mitame the seor that is on the other side of the partition. Now, even though it's mitzvah protects oson or mask that's inside a kli chayef from becoming tummy, but it would not stop a tumor that's inside a klicheret that has its mid psil from projecting the tumor outwards and being metame others. And its mid psil only stops tumor from entering the klicheret, but it would not stop a tumor that's inside a klicheret from being metame other things outside the kli. So therefore, the sheretz inside this kli, even though there's a mid psil on top of this kli, the sheretz would still be metame the tummy. Now that which its mid psil protects also the mass that's inside a kli from becoming tummy. That's only if the tzmid psil is on a kli cheres. The tzmid psil would protect the ochon amashim inside a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, from becoming tummy. But a tzmid psil that's on any other kli, it would not help to protect the ochon amashim inside that kli from becoming tummy. It's only by a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, that it becomes tummy and is mitame others from the inside only, not from the outside. So it would help to put a tight cover on it to protect the ochon amashim from becoming tummy. The tumor can only enter from the inside, and the inside is covered with its mitzvah. As opposed to any other type of kli, such as a metal kli, it would become tummy also from the outside. So therefore, it would not help to put a cover on it. And even though the cover protects the inside, but the outside is still exposed, and it becomes tummy from the side of the kli, which is not protected. So therefore, its mitzvah helps only to protect what's inside a kli cheres. It does not protect what's inside any other type of kli. V'mhoya kizayis min ameis, hatanor v'abayis tamei, v'asor tar. If there's a kli cheres that was partitioned off, and instead of a sheretz inside, there was a kizayis min ameis inside a kizayis from a dead person inside, on one side of the partition, and so on the other side of the partition, and the kli was put inside a tanor. The tanor and also the entire house would become tummy from the kezayis min ha-meis. And the kezayis min ha-meis is mitame an entire house, as the meis is mitame ba'oil. Anything that's under the same roof as the meis would become tummy. But the seor, the sourdough, which is on the other side of the partition, would remain tar. The tzmid psil, not only does it help to protect what's inside a kli cheres from becoming tummy from a sheretz, it also protects it from becoming tummy from a meis. So therefore, the seor remains tar, the tzmid still protects it. Even though the seor is in the same kli as the mace, we look at it as if it's two kelim, and the other side of the kli would not become tame from the mace. In yesham poseach tefach, hakol tame. If there is a break in the partition, that's a square tefach, in such a case, the seor would become tame from the mace. The tumah of the mace would project itself through that opening in the partition and be metame the other side of the partition, the other side of the kli, including this seor. As opposed to if there was a sheretz on that side of the partition, and there was a break in the partition, the sharet would not be metame the zohar that's on the other side of the partition, even if there was a break in the partition that was a square tefa, and the tumah of the sharet would not be nispashi, would not spread itself out and go through the break in the partition. So therefore, the zohar would remain tar in such a case, even if there was a break in the partition. Sechas kelim perchas mishnah zayin. A sharet nimta ba'ayin shel tanur. Sharet that is found in the eye of a tanur. The tanur has like an eye, which is an opening to let the smoke out. But this eye would be closed off when you want to bake in the tanur. And the sharet is found right inside the eye, not in the tanur itself, but in the eye of the tanur. Ba'ayin shel kira, ba'ayin shel kufa, or in the eye of a kira or a kufa. A kufa is similar to a kira, just as narrower as we've had earlier. Menasafa pnimis luchos tar. If the sharet was found in the eye, from the inside edge outwards, meaning it wasn't in the interior of the oven, instead it was in the interior of the eye, then the tanur is tar, and the interior of the eye is not considered part of the tanur since it's frequently closed off from the inside, so therefore the tanur is tar. V'mhaya ba'avir, afilu kizayis mename tar. If the tanur was standing in an open area, wasn't under a roof, then even if there's a kizayis mename in the interior of this eye, the tanur would be tar. And since it's not under a roof, as if it would be under a roof, then a kedayis menameis under a roof is metame everything that's underneath the same roof. But in this case, since it's in the open air, the meis would not be metame the tanner, since it's in the eye of the tanner, not in the tanner itself. Then yesha paseah tefa hakol tame. But if the eye was a square tefa, the interior of the eye was a square tefa, in such a case, the meis would be metame the tanner, even though it's under an open area. And that is a din, that a tefach al tefach would carry over the tumah of a mace, and a tefach al tefach will carry over the tumah of the mace from the eye into the tanner itself, even though it's under an open area.